people to death. A handyman with a bottle of poison. Fifth in line to the throne last year. Now second in line. Bit of a social climber, you might say. He fumbled inside his robe and produced an hourglass in which black sand coursed between a spiked iron latticework. He gave it an experimental shake. And due to live another 30-35 years, he said with a sigh.
And he goes around killing people, said Mort. He shook his head. There is no justice.
Death sighed. No, he said, handing his drink to a page who was surprised to find he was suddenly holding an empty glass. There's just me. He drew his sword, which had the same ice-blue shadow-thin blade as the scythe of office, and stepped forward.
I thought you used the scythe, whispered Mort.
Kings get the sword, said Death. It's a royal what's-a-name, prerogative. His free hand thrust its bony digits beneath his robe again and brought out King Olerv's glass. In the top half, the last few grains of sand were huddling together. Pay careful attention, said Death. You may be asked questions afterwards.
Wait, said Mort wretchedly. It's not fair. Can't you stop it?
Fair? Said Death. Who said anything about fair?
Well, if the other man is such a...
Listen, said Death. Fair doesn't come into it. You can't take sides. Good grief, when it's time, it's time. That's all there is to it, boy.
Mort, moaned Mort, staring at the crowd. And then he saw her. A random movement in the people opened up a channel between Mort and a slim, red-haired girl seated among a group of older women behind the king. She wasn't exactly beautiful, being over-endowed in the freckle department, and frankly rather on the skinny side. But the sight of her caused a shock that hot-wired Mort's hindbrain and drove it all the way to the pit of his stomach, laughing nastily.
It's time, said Death, giving Mort a nudge with a sharp elbow. Follow me.
Death walked toward the king, weighing his sword in his hand. Mort blinked and started to follow. The girl's eyes met him for a second and immediately looked away, then swiveled back, dragging her head around, her mouth starting to open in an O of horror. Mort's backbone melted. He started to run towards the king.
Look out, he screamed. You're in great danger.
And the world turned into treacle. It began to fill up with blue and purple shadows, like a heatstroke dream, and sound faded away until the roar of the court became distant and scritchy, like the music in someone else's headphones. Mort saw Death standing companionably by the king, his eyes turned up towards the minstrel gallery. Mort saw the bowman, saw the bow, saw the bolt now winging through the air at the speed of a sick snail. Slow as it was, he couldn't outrun it. It seemed like hours before he could bring his leaden legs under control, but finally he managed to get both feet to touch the floor at the same time and kicked away with all the apparent acceleration of continental drift. As he twisted slowly through the air, Death said, without rancor,
It won't work, you know. It's only natural that you should want to try. But it won't work.
Dreamlike, Mort drifted through a silent world. The bolt struck. Death brought his sword around in a double-handed swing that passed gently through the king's neck without leaving a mark. To Mort, spiraling gently through the twilight world, it looked as though a ghostly shape had dropped away. It couldn't be the king because he was manifestly still standing there, looking directly at Death with an expression of extreme surprise. There was a shadowy something around his feet, and a long way away people were reacting with shouts and screams.
A good clean job, said Death. Royalty are always a problem. They tend to want to hang on. Your average peasant now, he can't wait.
Who the hell are you? Said the king. What are you doing here? Guards. I demand...
The insistent message from his eyes finally battered through to his brain. Mort was impressed. King Olerv had held on to his throne for many years and even when dead knew how to behave.
Oh, he said. I see. I didn't expect to see you so soon.
Your Majesty, said Death, bowing. Few do.
The king looked around. It was quiet and dim in this shadow world, but outside there seemed to be a lot of excitement.
That's me down there, is it?
I'm afraid so, sire.
Clean job. Crossbow, was it?
Yes, and now, sire, if you would...